taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
And now, a star is born. On May 21st, 1972, the world welcomed little baby rapper, the Notorious B.I.G.
Congratulations, it's the Notorious S.M.A.L.L.
The Notorious B.I.G. A star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7 already.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll appeal a federal judge in Washington's ruling that his accountants must comply with House Democrats' subpoena for his financial records.
It's totally the wrong decision by, obviously, an Obama-appointed judge. He was a recent Obama-appointed judge.
Judge Amit Mehta was appointed by President Obama in 2014, but last year he denied this same House committee's demand for Trump hotel records. Members of the House and Senate received separate closed briefings today on what the White House calls new threats from Iran. President Trump says he's open to talks.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani dismissing President Trump's offer of talks, saying our only choice is resistance. Rouhani admitting Iran faces unprecedented problems in its banking and oil industries, which have been hit hard by American sanctions after the U.S. pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Big television event tomorrow.
When talking about their favorite morning show, some folks like to keep it all in the family. Folks like Greg Budell.
You are a meathead.
Jay Scott and Emily Hayes.
You hit me. You hit me across the face.
Oh, I didn't.
You hit me. You hit me. Did you see that?
It was worth getting up for.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Are they going to be my in-laws, not yours?
Think, son, think.
What about your children? What are they going to be?
Well, boys and girls, I hope.
Radio for the thinking man.
You know you are totally incomprehensible.
Maybe so, but I make a lot of sense.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Those were the days.
Actually, think for tomorrow night's show, with two live episodes of All in the Family, is more intriguing than Game of Thrones. But what do I know? I'm just a simple Hawk Show toast. I am Greg Goodell. Jay Scott has random facts coming up. Emily says,
yay, fun.
It's her favorite thing, but first.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Just looking at the current conditions. 72 with a dew point of 70. That's like any day in July or any day in August. And it's May. Our forecast, sunny and hot today with a high temperature around 92, 93. That would be the hottest of the year so far. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, we keep building on the heat. In fact, I've got us at 94 tomorrow. Let's see, 95 Thursday. I've got us at 96 Friday, and the record is 95. And I've got upper 90s on Saturday and Sunday. I know some models are going close to 100, but I'm going to be more conservative. The records over the weekend for both Saturday and Sunday are 97. Looks like goodbye to them. Memorial Day, I've got the high at 99 or 100, somewhere around there. The record is 99. Beach forecast for the beaches from Gulf Shores to Panama City, high temperature in the middle 80s through Thursday. Gulf water temperature is 80, upper 80s on Friday and Friday through Sunday, and a medium rip current risk through Thursday in effect down there. Right now this morning, calm winds and scattered clouds at 72 at 7:08.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hopefully everything is going smoothly at your house this morning. Hopefully no problems. Hopefully nothing going wrong with your plumbing, which is, it's just an irritating thing when you have to deal with a plumbing issue because they happen at the worst possible times. At Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and as we've told you before, they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So you can call on a weekend, you can call on a holiday, you can call anytime, and they're ready to take care of your problem. And something you should consider, I got this at my house, is the whole house plumbing inspection. They come in, took about 35 minutes in my house, where they check all your plumbing inside and out, and they're looking for problems that could be lurking and that could become major problems. Say you're getting ready for a vacation, and you want to make sure that there's no plumbing issue, you're not going to come home to a flood, then get the whole house plumbing inspection. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call them at Luke Wire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Thanks, Rich. Random facts coming up. That'll be followed by our pop quiz question, worth $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. First, though, let's visit the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into our morning rush hour, and it's still a good time to be out traveling. We have a lot of traffic building up on the boulevard, but no major delays, just slowing down around the traffic lights. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride, so be careful. There's a lot of folks rolling with you out there. If you use the 31s to get into town, everything looks pretty good. There is a pretty big crowd headed down 231 out of Wetumpka, so watch out as you slow down around the River Bridge and when you get to the boulevard. School buses are out picking up kids. Keep an eye out for them this morning. Begin your new career now. Summer term classes at Trenton State Community College begin tomorrow. Register today. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
What kind of good news have you got for us this morning?
We spent our TV topic time this morning talking about getting paid for good grades, and we're a little divided on if your education's your payment or not, but... there's some of those kids that are just big overachievers, big old brains, and a kid named Braxton that lives in Southwest Kansas is one of those. He's 17 years old.
His name sounds like he's an overachiever.
He just graduated from high school and college at
Braxton,
the same time.
Braxton or Bran?
Braxton.
Oh, Bran.
Actually, Noah Braxton and a brand. But this Braxton is 17 years old from Southwest Kansas, graduated from high school and college at the same time. But guess which college?
Harvard.
He skipped the fourth grade when he was younger, but he still felt bored at school, so that's when his parents enrolled him in some classes at a few local universities. And by the time he was 11, they signed him up for classes through Harvard's extension program so he could take classes online, too. So he graduated from high school this past Sunday, and he'll get his bachelor's degree from Harvard next Thursday.
This is vaguely familiar.
He plans to go to law school. He's not the first kid genius to graduate from Harvard early, but usually those kids leave high school early, and he didn't. So it turns out he's the first person to ever successfully pursue a four-year high school degree and a bachelor's degree from Harvard at the same time. So he's going to be one heck of a lawyer. And that's good news, y'all.
You know, I bet my sister could have done the same thing. Her whole career path kept changing on an annual basis.
Right.
And I think this is true of a lot of people who are of the genius caliber. They like to be challenged. They don't like it when they can figure something out, you know. I mean, she took math courses I didn't even know existed. I thought trigonometry was the... I didn't have to take that, by the way. I just know how to pronounce it.
Math was not my thing, especially... higher math, you know?
She wanted to be a lawyer. That was too easy. She had, and she just kept climbing the pole until she came up with nuclear physics. She was the only graduate in an entire class in honors physics.
That's amazing.
At Illinois.
That is amazing. What'd you say her IQ was?
183.
Ooh.
My sister can blow up your sister. She always used to, I mean, she didn't joke. But she said, if you gave me the nuclear material, I could make an atomic bomb. Mm-hmm. So you always got to hope the people that are that smart stay sane. But there's nothing to worry about because, you know, she comes from the Budell bloodline.
You never want to make sure that these people can build a bomb or own dragons, you know?
That's also a great threat to our world, yes. People that might own dragons. Let's talk about Mr. Electra for a moment. They are the folks who bring you the most electrifying story of every morning and every afternoon. But what they really want to bring to you is the service they provide. Do you have a go-to electrician? When something pops up, do you have a name and a number to call? Now, Mr. Electric is not one individual electrician. It is a team of certified master electricians. Master electricians are the very best there are. And they have a great business model. When you call Mr. Electric for an installation or a repair, or to investigate something that's troubling, lights that are flickering for no obvious reason, those can be telltale signs that there is an issue or an overload going on. You need to get that addressed, because electrical fires are thoroughly devastating. We got the Ring doorbell system. I'm not going to put that in. They did it for me, and it works. It works perfectly. They added extra security lighting to the east side of our house and yard, just in case. We love where we live, but we wanted to make sure that if there was any motion in that area for any reason, that the lights would go off, and it brilliantly illuminates that whole part of the yard. So, for whatever it is you might need them to do, call Mr. Electric. Even moved an outlet for us. For whatever reason, they put an outlet near the front door. But if you plugged anything into it, then you couldn't open the front door. I think the Three Stooges did that wiring job. Mr. Electric came out and moved it, put a plate over the old one, and put it in the front so it can be used, and we can still open the front door. 269-8886, 269-8886. When you make an appointment, they will be there at the time. They say they will be, and they clean up any debris from an installation.
Didn't the Three Stooges, when they did all their wiring, you could hit the doorbell and water would come out of
that? That was from the episode of Plumbing We Will Go. One of their very best, too.
Yeah.
But Mr. Electric, no Stooges there. They are the best at what they do. 269-8886 or MrElectric.com. We got your local news. We got Random Facts coming up with Jay Scott. And following that, a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. State troopers are investigating a deadly crash on Interstate 65 north of Greenville. Troopers say a 38-year-old man from Indiana died after hitting a tractor trailer. A passenger was also injured. The driver of the tractor trailer was not hurt. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders made a stop in the capital city Monday. He visited the National Memorial for Peace and Justice before speaking at a campaign rally. Sanders now heads to Vermont for his next campaign stop. And Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama's tourism industry grew by $1.2 billion last year. Locally, Montgomery County has also seen a tourism boost. The state tourism director says much of that increase comes from the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You have become a great showman.
You are becoming a sick workaholic lunatic.
You've become really, really boring.
Become a Dennis level menace.
Become the world's oldest baby.
I don't care what you think of me.
I'm looking through you.
What's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Check Chambers Memorial Day sale for amazing deals in every category. Now through Memorial Day, find up to 75% off selected items. Beautiful slate beds starting at $3.99. Leather recliners just $4.99. Queen bed, chest, dresser, and mirror only $19.99. Beautiful dining room table and chairs just $16.88. Plus, spectacular sectional sofas starting at $23.99. Don't miss out. Check the store that saves you more. Check Chambers.
Check Chambers. Check Chambers.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy National Waiters and Waitresses Day. I'm sure you love telling customers all 12 salad dressings you carry just to have them choose ranch. So be nice to your servers today. Maybe give them a little extra? Also, so they don't sneeze in your salad or put their fingers in your eggs.
Ew.
And now, here's the best tip you'll get all day. Stay tuned for...
Random Facts.
Ooh. Duh.
Topical, timely.
And squeezing it in with some... put some grease on the door so we could slide that right through.
He's never talked over one yet.
That was a tight fit. But you did it.
I'm an expert.
You did it. Hey, a random tip for you. Just be kind to your waiters and waitresses all the time.
Yeah.
Not just today.
And by the way, that's one thing that women judge men on when they're out on a date is how they treat the server. If they're rude and abusive and demanding, and in general just a jerk, you probably aren't going to have a second date with that person.
Dates or no dates, I'm judging you based on how you treat them.
By the way, in honor of National Service Day, next hour I'm going to play the Fountain Diner story.
Oh, okay.
Because everybody loves that, don't you?
Because you're a waiter at the Fountain Diner.
Don't you like that story?
No.
They were stealing all the packets of...
You know who the best tippers are?
Equal.
They are waiters and waitresses.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Did you know Interstate 19... is the only major interstate in the United States to use kilometers instead of miles for distance. Interstate 19 connects Tucson, Arizona in the United States to a place in Sonora, Mexico.
I did not know that.
Nogales, Sonora, Mexico.
Well, how about mileage for the part that's on this side of the border?
Yeah.
I don't know if it switches.
I think most people can make that conversion from, feet, inches, miles to kilometers.
Kilometers?
That's
is that how far real? A salon is in between different...
I'll have a kilometer, a chicken sandwich.
Do you want kilograms on that? Did you know the main purpose of a clapperboard in filmmaking... Yes, and I've got one over there in that drawer, is to synchronize the picture and the sound
right.
In post-production.
Right.
When it's out of sync, when the audio is out of sync, it's called a lip flap.
Interesting.
Because it just looks like their lips are flapping and, they're not saying the right thing. So, did you know Archimedes was killed by a Roman soldier after the capture of the city of Syracuse?
Syracuse.
Maybe that's what it... No.
I'm totally kidding.
Not Syracuse.
They were going for Rochester.
Totally kidding.
Rochester.
And then ended up
in Syracuse. He was contemplating a mathematical diagram in the sand, and he enraged the soldier by refusing to go meet the Roman general until he had finished working on the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the soldier just said, well, fine. Stab. You're dead.
I wonder if they were Orangemen fans.
What?
That's the Syracuse.
Syracuse.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't changed the name of their team.
Because
that's Trump's nickname with people that hate him is Orange Man Bad. It's true.
Did you know in what used to be Mesopotamia, a 3,900-year-old Sumerian poem was found? It was essentially a recipe for beer.
Yay.
Huh. Yep.
They were... a fun bunch.
Beer ain't going to drink itself.
Those old names from the biblical past were like Mesopotamia and Constantinople. Those are cool names.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed them.
I can just see a turnpike sign, Mesopotamia, next three exits.
Well, if we have an Owasso, why can't we have a Mesopotamia, Alabama?
Right.
Maybe we do.
You have no idea. Yeah. Did you know that Bob Marley was rehearsing for a planned concert in Kingston National Heroes Park? in 1976 when a gunman attacked, struck him in the sternum and bicep, also hit his wife in the head. After much deliberation, he proceeded to play at the concert.
Whoa.
And then fled the country the day after.
Yaman.
Boy, they have a lot of memorials.
His wife lived and was actually fine.
All over that. Jamaica. It's Bob, yeah. Bob Marley stuff.
Did you know in the 90s, there was a program called WinZip? Do you remember WinZip?
I sure do.
Yeah.
I sure do.
It was something that would zip files to make them smaller, and then they did.
I got WinZip files on my computer.
Yeah.
And then when after a year, they make you pay to get the technology to reopen those files.
Yeah.
Get 7-Zip. You'll never have to pay anything.
Well,
and that's the one to go with. But anyway.
I've got it on floppy for you.
In the 90s, when WinZip was spreading as shareware, which shareware is the way that you would just, you didn't have to pay for it. You got it and you didn't have to pay. The creator, however, his name was Nico Mack. He made over $1 million per year from WinZip, even though customers had to physically mail a check to him to pay for it.
Wow.
Because we weren't doing electronic transfers at the time.
Whoa.
In the 90s, you weren't doing that.
There was no Bitcoin.
Yeah, you were still mailing money.
Yeah.
You're mailing really money.
Did you know plumbing
picks the worst time to be a problem?
Yeah.
That's why it's nice to know.
Plumbing by Luke Wire can help you.
That was well played, Emily. Well played.
I'll see myself out.
Plumbing is named for plum bum.
Isn't that funny? Bum.
Yeah, all right.
Plum bum.
Plum bum, the Latin word for lead. As Romans used...
The Latin word for crack.
Yeah. Got a major case of the plum bum over
plum
there.
Plum bum.
Plum bum, though, smoke itself.
Oh, bless it.
Romans used lead to make water pipes, and then, of course, plum bum, and then plumbing, and that's how you got the whole situation. That thing.
Sounds like one of those ads in the middle of the night for plum bum.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to steal a little bit of Emily's segment here and tell you some great news, some good, positive news.
Okay. That's different for you and your random facts that are normally morbid.
Did you know that your probability of dying...
Oh, my God, Jay.
...doubles every 8 years?
Thanks a lot.
According to the Gompertz Law of Human Mortality...
Yeah.
...a 25-year-old has just a 1 in 3,000 chance of dying in any given year. By the age 42, this increases to 1 in 750...
Good
so
Lord.
Jeez.
I was just happy yesterday because I hit the 1 year mark of not smoking, which means I've cut my risk for a heart attack in half. Wow. But now I hear that it's not even worth it. Thanks, James.
Even when you're 7, you're one day closer to dying.
What's the name of that group that does that?
The Gompertz. Gompertz.
Don't they have a travel guide, too?
The Gompertz travel guide.
Where to stay, where to eat, that kind of thing.
Did you know the first transcontinental trip across the United States in an automobile took place in 1903 when two men and a dog used 800 gallons of gas and spent and lost about $8,000 over 63 days? They traveled from San Francisco to New York in a car with no roof or windshield, only to win a $50 bet that they actually never collected on.
Wow, 800 gallons of gas.
Yeah, and $8,000.
Me and you and a dog named Boo. Yeah.
Did you know, and Greg and Rich will know this, I did not know this.
Why do you just assume that I won't know?
It's a baseball
thing. Because we're elderly.
Rich.
It's a baseball thing.
Oh, yeah.
I know stuff.
Did you know that Yankee Stadium has flags for every baseball team in the MLB around the perimeter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they are ordered by their standings in the division. Their placement is changed each time the standings change.
That part I did not know.
Wrigley Field has had the same thing since I was a kid. They changed it's only the National League on each side of that big green scoreboard in center fielder. I was there, man, in July of 1967 when, for the first time in my entire life, the Cubs beat the Reds 4-1 to go into first place. And you couldn't get into the park. It was packed, oversold. There were 10,000 people wandering around.
And they still blew them.
And we stayed. Oh, yeah, that one.
They still blew these.
But we had never seen, most of us had never seen, the Chicago Cubs flag at the top of the National League.
Oh.
And when it went up there, the place went nuts.
So, and don't they have a way of knowing if the Cubs won today?
Yeah, they put a W or an L up on a flag so people driving by, you can see it from Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah. The first comment says, I think most teams have something similar. I've seen them at the Cubs and Marlins home parks as well.
Hope I get to a Marlins game this year.
For the Cubs fans, the CTA red line gets close enough to Wrigley Field that you can see the standings from the train on your morning commute.
Oh, yeah, very easily.
No, I didn't know that they changed the flags in order of where, the standings. That's so cool.
Yeah. And finally, did you know, get ready, Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. Slowly I turn, step by step.
Kilometer by kilometer. Niagara Falls has eroded, I was going to give you kilometers. Niagara Falls has eroded 7.1 miles in the last 12,300 years.
Oh, it's only there for a little while. I mean, for all of our lives, but it.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls is a moving.
Yeah, it'll eventually. Yeah. Will it go? Will it eventually completely be in Canada, or I don't know which way.
I forget.
It's retreating into the United States, actually.
Is it? Oh, so it goes the other way. Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, the erosion is occurring on the southern end, which would be in our side.
Okay. So then eventually it'll be completely in the United States.
Well, it'll be here in Alabama if we can live another 10,000 years.
You think tourism grew last year? Wow.
And those are all of your random facts.
We hope you paid close attention because guess what? Coming up, we have our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question for you. And Rich and Jay and everybody, they're going to caucus on that. I got a question for you. It's not a pop quiz question. It's a life question.
Okay.
Wouldn't you like to have your vision corrected by LASIK if it could be? Now, LASIK can fix and correct any vision issue that is eligible, and by that I mean it's one that LASIK can restore. I went to get tested for LASIK because I really wanted it. I found out, and it only takes a few minutes to find out, that I had 2200 in my right eye and 2015 in the other. And they said that's an unusual combination, but LASIK will not work for you. So I was appreciated the honesty. It's not something they just do for the sake of doing it. They're incredibly careful and respectful of this little miracle called LASIK because it will work for the vast majority of people who go in and get tested for it. That takes, you could do that on a lunch break and it doesn't cost you a penny. Call Montgomery Eye at 272-2020. You know by now that this is the place where Dr. Swan and Shin, who live here year-round, have established reputations as the best board-certified corneal people anywhere in the River Region, anywhere in the state of Alabama. You are absolutely going to get the very best of care from a practice that's been around for 75 years, since the end of World War II. So they have their customer service down to a fine science. Great group, and of course they can handle all your family's eye care needs as well. Make that call, 272-2020, or you can learn more about LASIK by going to this web address, getlasik.me. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here's Uncle Jay. Today's Quizmaster Jay with our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Earlier in Random Facts, not too much earlier actually, just a little while ago, talked about the first transcontinental trip across the United States in an automobile that had no roof or windshield. It took over how many days to make the journey from San Francisco to New York?
New York City.
How many days? All right, if you got the answer, call us right now at 272-2020, 272-2020. And the first person to get through with the correct answer.
272-9228.
Oh, I was just sending them to call Montgomery. I'm sorry, if you guys get calls over there for the pop quiz.
Yeah, they're going
close. 272-9228, that's our number, right?
Yeah, that's it.
They're calling up with it. So-and-so number of days.
What a dumbass.
That's totally on me. For which I'm apologizing, and I can see from the look on your faces you're all wondering if I'm going downhill fast.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch headed into work and school this morning. As you're traveling around, you're going to see a lot of traffic on the boulevard, but there aren't any problems. It's just stop and go at the intersections. On I-85, things are slowing down once you cross Chantilly Parkway headed for Taylor Road. And on I-65, as you're coming out of Prattville, we see a slowdown around the Clay Street exit, so watch it there. Traffic on the 31s is rolling along smooth. Don't forget, we do have an accident on the Atlanta Highway in front of County Downs. If you're passing through there, be careful. School zones are in effect. Watch your speed limit. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. 59 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're overstocked, so these cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have to go. You're going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
All right, let's take a crack at this conundrum with, or pop quiz question with Keith from Santa. God.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, who pulled can you repeat the question for me?
Yeah, the first trip from San Francisco to New York, this took place in 1903, and it took over how many days to complete the trip?
Ooh, it was 800 gallons of gas.
Yep. And how many dogs?
Two men and a dog, right?
Yeah.
It took over how many days to make the journey?
I'm going to say 100.
Nope. Sorry, Keith.
That's not it.
That's not it, man. But you had all the other facts right. Number of dogs, number of gallons of gas. Yeah.
All good.
Yep. Sorry. Sorry, man.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
You need to watch, if it goes back on the History Channel, you need to watch the History of the Toilet.
Does it have a happy ending? That's what I want to know.
I knew Emily would like that. It's the guy who did it was like Thomas J. Crapper.
Yep, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is definitely true.
I knew that'd get a laugh out of Emily. Y'all have a great day.
All right, take care.
You too. History of the toilet.
Easily pleased.
Well, I hope
easily
it's on this.
Well, it's good. It's gonna be in a box set for your birthday.
It's true.
VHS tapes. Please be kind. Rewind.
Oh yeah, I used to have. I remember getting as a gift. It was a plastic car, but its function was to rewind VHS tapes. So you just put it in, popped it down, and the car would rewind the tape to the beginning for you. It was such a convenience, such a luxury.
Yeah, boy, I worked at a Blockbuster, and I kid not. You know, people brought those tapes back. There was no penalty. There was nothing we could do about it.
Right.
It's not like we could charge you money because you didn't bring it back after.
We just had
to open up the box, look at it, open the box, look at it, open the box, jerk.
There. Yeah.
And then
okay,
rewind.
So we're going to split the Food Outlet gift certificate among the four of us.
Okay.
7:39.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
If you get a chance to watch my morning video, you'll see not only are we headed for a heat wave, there's a lot of wild weather around. You know, as first tropical storm of the season already.
What? I missed it.
Andrea is out there in the Atlantic.
Andrea.
And we're 11 days away from the season starting, and more tornadoes out in the middle of the country. But for us, get ready for a summer heat wave, but it's only May. Sunny and hot today, high 92, 93, somewhere around there. It'll be the hottest day of the year so far. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, I think we're up around 94. And then I've got us at 95 on Thursday. I've got us at 96 Friday. That will be a record. Upper 90s over the weekend. We will be close to tying or breaking records over the weekend. Memorial Day, I've got us around probably 99, maybe 100. And the record is 99 on Memorial Day. So, you know, it's going to be several days without rain. Get out the hoses down at the beach. A little cooler with highs in the mid-80s for the next few days. Upper 80s towards the weekend. And Gulf water temperature now at 80. Right now this morning, it's clear skies. very humid with a dew point of 70 and the temperature 72 now, 741.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All right, we have a couple of folks that want to try and win.
I'm hoping that... Bryant, are you calling in for the pop quiz?
I am. I'm going to give it a shot to see if I remember it. I wanted to say there were 63 days.
That is correct.
You are so right.
Oh, wow.
Very nicely done. And this is why you should call when we give you the call to action at 272-9228. I didn't really help that time.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you know what the only interstate in the nation is that uses kilometers on the mile signs?
I-19.
You are so right. You're very good.
Good job.
Man,
you.
Bryant is going nuts.
You're still in
good turn. Goes from Tucson down to Mexico, right?
You are. Yeah. Correcto mundo. I'd ask you a question about Archimedes and Mesopotamia, but I'm just not going to.
What's the word?
He was stabbed by the Roman soldier.
Yeah. What does the word plumbing come from?
Oh, plumbo.
Plumbo.
Plumbo was the detective that had the funny eye.
That's right.
I thought it was the movie that bombed recently.
Oh yeah,
Plumbo.
Plumbo.
Right, Brian, you hang on. Jay's got to talk to you. Pat, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
All right,
take care. All right, 7:42. See, try. That's how you win these things. 7:42.
Or that's how you get in touch with the iFolks.
What are the other ones?
We have another benchmark day on the calendar about a month from now, and that is Father's Day. And hey, Brian, if you want to celebrate your dad in a meaningful way, there's so many different ways you can do it at Brian Jewelry. But my recommendation is if you're just looking for a great idea, something that will make the occasion memorable, something that will celebrate maybe a part of dad's life, his service, whatever. Talk to Brian Jewelry in Prattville and let them take a look at their incredible selection of very competitively priced in-stock selections, or start working on something they can create especially for Dad. A watch, for example. They also do engraving. And if Dad's a football fan of the Roar Eagle or the Roll Tide Nation, they've got a showcase with gift ideas for both. So you can choose from that as well. It is truly a great place to go for any occasion, birthdays, anniversaries. And the other night, Mrs. Ritterbottle wore her 5-year anniversary earrings. They are papyrus. They're papyrus earrings, papyrus in liquid form in the earrings. Very pretty.
Never seen papyrus. So.
Plus, I picked them out all by myself, and you don't hear the BS alarm going off, do you?
You're a big boy.
Well, I've learned a lot about jewelry from the best. 63 years, 3 generations of experience behind every sale. Visit them online at BrianJewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Or stop by and see them at 1778 East Main in the preferred community. It is 7:44. Here's Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network, Home Depot sales improved in the spring quarter, though Wall Street was expecting even stronger business from the home improvement chain. It says unfavorable weather in February and a drop in lumber prices had an impact on its business. Kohl's is reporting a mixed quarter. Though it made more money than expected, its sales declined. Chief Executive Michelle Gass says the year started off somewhat slower than it would like, though it expects to see sales pick up in the second half of the year. JCPenney continues to lose money. Its sales at existing stores fell 5.5% in the quarter. Penny says that included it getting out of appliance and furniture sales, which cut into its business. And Dress Barn stores are closing. The women's clothing chain says it will wind down operations and eventually close its 650 locations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama's tourism industry grew by $1.2 billion last year. Locally, Montgomery County has also seen a tourism boost. The state tourism director says that much of the increase comes from the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders made a stop in the capital city Monday. He visited the National Memorial for Peace and Justice before speaking at a campaign rally. Sanders now heads to Vermont for his next campaign stop. And state troopers are investigating a deadly crash on Interstate 65 north of Greenville. Troopers say a 38-year-old man from Indiana died after hitting a tractor trailer. A passenger was also injured. The driver of the tractor trailer was not hurt. The cause of this crash is under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Listen to this if you're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners. Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe it's almost Memorial Day weekend. Let's take a look at everything that's wrong with that. A, I have to be at the lake in a swimsuit in 3 days. B, every one of my friends has a cell phone camera. And C, every picture of me will be posted on Facebook. My God, it's the perfect storm. Wait, we also have to add beer and barbecue. That makes it more like the perfect storm with a side of coleslaw. It can't be Memorial Day weekend already. Don't they know I still have 5 pounds of Cinco de Mayo to lose? And 2 weeks later, this cell phone paparazzi will be right back out in full force for wedding season. And this time we'll be adding cake. Yep, looks like the four horsemen of the apocalypse will be riding for the next 6 weeks with a cell phone in one hand and a plate full of potato salad in the other. Great.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Memorial. Just a reminder from Baumhauer's Victory Grill that May is Military Appreciation Month. And Baumhauer's is showing their support by donating 5% of proceeds. That's proceeds, not profits. This Memorial Day to the work of the National Veterans Foundation. That's a gift that ends up in the six figures from Baumhauer's group of restaurants every year. So dine at Baumhauer's this Monday on the 27th. 5% of the proceeds from your meal will go towards helping veterans acclimate back to civilian life. And, of course, they do this on Veterans Day and other occasions as well. And if you'd like more information, you can go to baumhauers.com/NVF or visit the NVF.org website. Celebrate Memorial Day at Baumhauer's Victory Grill and toast to somebody who has served. It's a nice idea. Today, I don't recall us celebrating this in the past. Mm-hmm. But it is National Waiters and Waitresses Day. Is that how it's
formulated? That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have one of those great old school films that gives a little history on this.
Jay, can you get the,
lights,
please?
It's National Waiters and Waitresses Day. In the late 1700s, English writer Samuel Johnson frequented a coffee shop that had a bowl labeled "To Ensure Promptitude." So he and other guests would put a coin into the bowl to receive better service. That was shortened to TIP and then simply tip. So don't forget to ensure promptitude and celebrate Waiters and Waitresses Day. Oops, instead of a tip, one of Sarah's customers thought he would show his appreciation by patting her on the rear end. She did not appreciate that very much.
Giving the inside scoop in the June Boom column on the Playboy Party.
Oh.
And some of the tipping that went on there.
Whoa.
At that event. Well, it's a story called Funny Farm, and it's all about how iconic 70s artists are seeing their music turned into medical medicine commercials, basically.
Oh,
Ozempic! But since it features, it kind of focuses on Lindsay Buckingham. Who's had some pretty serious recent health issues. And
bless you.
Go Your Own Way was like one of the number one songs at the time this whole Playboy event took place, because mm-hmm. it was to celebrate the Rumors album. And now he's got all these health issues. I don't know about, but Onoro is the medication that tells you to go your own way. And you see people standing in front of a white backdrop, but behind the white backdrop is a big gala party. All these medical commercials show people going to...
having fun. They're around the pool.
They're
on the beach.
They're walking
to park.
Festivals. They're flying kites.
They're living their best life.
That's right.
Yes, they are.
Now that hemorrhoids are no longer a problem.
Exactly.
We've defeated the H monster, the H bomb. So, yeah, because you know what? I would imagine it would be... those commercials couldn't be nearly as happy if they showed people flying kites, walking through festivals, enjoying jazz on a pier,
right,
if they were scratching their butts because of the swelling and itch of hemorrhoidal tissue. What?
Just the visual that you're painting in my brain.
I would love to go back and do some of those and make them more realistic. Plaque psoriasis. I didn't even know half of this stuff existed. I feel, in a way, it makes you feel lucky, because I just worry about having a heart attack or cancer. That's pretty much it.
God,
but there's so much other stuff going out there that you could be sick from. And people your age.
Don't point at me.
She hates getting pointed at. She hates getting...
people your age. People!
It probably stems from when she would get pointed at in grade school saying, stop talking, Emily.
Yeah, you're talking too
much. You're socializing far too much, young lady. Get back to your,
here in Coleman.
Corner?
I don't know.
Like I'm the hunchback? Go back to your tower.
Well, when you said it was daycare, I don't know that you didn't have desks. I mean, where did you, what was the...
we had little tables.
Remember,
get back to your seat.
Yeah. Maybe.
Get back to your corner.
Did your desk have
the lift up? Some of them did.
Ours did.
Some of them had the lift up, and then there were some that just had like the cutout in them, and then the other ones that were the old school with the book holder thing underneath.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the kind of the sidecar kind of.
Would love walking into my classroom whenever there was desks with the arm thing.
Yeah.
Nothing for left-handers. You're out of luck. You
womp womp.
You poor
weirdo.
Yep.
Southpaw.
Mutant.
Southpaw.
The best was desk cleaning day. When you got to clean your desk with like shaving cream and stuff. That was fun.
You had to clean it with shaving cream?
It would be part of the cleaning process. We have, I don't know, it was Birmingham. I mean, we didn't go swimming naked, but we got to clean our desk with shaving
cream. Pretty much everything can fall onto that, I guess, regardless of what happens.
First
they make
of
us swim
all,
naked.
We were in a school district that couldn't afford a pool, let alone naked swimming.
Oh. Naked swimming? We can't afford that.
What else did you...
The Sheffield Lake School District is probably just as rich now. We're going to have our 45th reunion in the Sheffield Lake Community Center. So boring.
Well, I'll offer this one. I'll bet you're going to have a nice big bowl of mustacholi for that.
What is that?
Mustacholi is the Midwestern all-purpose cheap dinner for... reunions and events, bowling gatherings at the end of the season. Mustacholi.
When we saw that tickets were $25, we said, yep, going to be the same old thing, huh?
Is it BYOB? That's
when I went to mine back in 2010.
Yes.
Went to mine back in 2010. Guess what we had?
Yeah.
Mustacholi.
Yeah.
And I hadn't had mustacholi since the last time I lived in Chicago.
Well, last time our playlist came off my phone. It was our 1974 music playlist was on my phone.
What was the hit when you guys graduated? The week, month, whatever you graduated, what was the number one hit?
There was a lot of hits in 74. I can't think
of any. Sure, in 74.
Billy Don't Be a Hero. Yeah.
I'm just talking about the month of, you graduated in May?
Well, we graduated in June.
In June,
back
so
in those days.
June of 74.
Back in those days, you'd go to June 8th.
Yeah, June of 74, what was the hit?
I you know, it could have been Rock Me Gently by Andy Kim. I'm not sure.
Summer 74.
But it was around that time. There were a lot of big hits in 74. Unfortunately,
apparently, makes Emily laugh.
What do we find so amusing? Share with the class, Miss Hayes.
Well, I was curious as to what was happening around the time that I was graduating. What's your song?
This is your song, Rich.
Oh, number one.
June 1st to June 8th, the number one song in the nation.
Don't tell me it's The Way We Were.
No.
It's The Streak by Ray Stevens.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Well.
If you'd have held out until June 8th, you would have gotten Banned on the Run.
Oh, there you go. No, that's I'll take that one.
We had Long and Winding Road.
Ours is the number one song the month I was graduating from high school was Ignition by R. Kelly.
I just thought Long and Winding Road was kind of ironically
timed.
Yeah. But Emily wouldn't mind if Eddie Bader pointed at her.
What?
Some people are just allowed to get away with certain things. No, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group.
Yeah.
Our guy.
He's a hoot and a holler.
Well, I looked up mine. I'm sorry. I don't mean to distract.
What was that? Yours?
Mine was Mbop.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm the one that...
Too bad I didn't take you to the 1997 World Series so you could have seen the